Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Some of the new pictures at DougStephan.com warrant perhaps your judgment and or approval or not. They show me with the hair that actually is mine. Not that I wear hair, but I have not had my hair look the way it actually looks since I was in my 30s. So now you can just, I don't think it looks any different except my hair is sort of silvery, right?
Yeah, the only difference is you stopped using the Grecian a few years ago, right?
Yeah,
so we updated the picture to show that.
Yeah.
With your silvery gray.
I think that was
mature looking self.
Sort of a, I don't think my face looks any different.
Nah.
Just my hair looks different, that's all. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, we're going to feature a conversation with John Ratzenberger.
Yeah,
how many people remember?
Cliff
is here in a few minutes. Then later on in the hour, we're going to talk about food, farm, and fun items, like a brand new ice cream that you will not believe. I've tasted this stuff, and wait until you hear what we, I mean, this, where it comes from and how it fits in, plus the Chef Louis' recipe. Louis is out, but Richie will be in charge of that. That's in the next half hour. Meanwhile, now, let's tout a new set of headphones. You know how much time you and I spend? I spend six hours a day with a headphone.
I'm 4 hours a day with mine on, yeah.
Yep. Have you ever wished, if you use it to listen to music, that your music player knew that you needed to hear a pick-me-up song? There's a Japanese company that has created a pair of mind-reading earphones.
Okay.
A pair of headphones. Well, apparently they have it's a sensor that enables them to think or read your brain waves. The headphones in the center of your head read your mind, and in tandem with that, they play the music that you have on your mind. Sounds like Meredith's taking a clairvoyant course. Sounds like the same kind of thing. I can tell what you're thinking. But headsets that can tell what you're thinking, it can create sense of your moods, that kind of stuff.
Two things.
Yes.
Okay. I'll believe this when I see it. I have to see it in action. B, you never, ever want your girlfriend to take clairvoyant classes.
Really?
It wasn't my idea.
Why in the world would you agree to that?
I didn't agree. I don't agree to anything.
The next time she comes out and says, do these jeans make me look fat? Or do these jeans make my butt look big? And you go, no, they look great. You're in trouble, dude.
I would never ask the world. No, I'm not, because I know. And that's an unfair and untrue statement, because she knows, I think, that she has a wonderful...
Let's not even go there.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, when girls start reading your mind, you're in trouble.
We'll see what happens. At the moment, it's not a problem, Richie, but thanks for bringing it to my attention. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, John Ratzenberger is here. He has a new story to tell, so that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Recently, I don't remember exactly when, but I remember seeing a Cheers reunion on television with all of the people coming back, and I don't remember, why am I asking myself this question when I can ask Ratzenberger the question? John Ratzenberger played Cliff on Cheers.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin here.
Yeah, and they sound like a new one. Where are you from, actually, originally, John?
Originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All right, so you can get away with sounding like that.
Well, no, that Boston was just north of Boston.
Right? Lynn and Revere.
That's right, Revere.
Right.
Lynn, the city of sin.
Hey, man, this guy.
The way you go in.
That's very, very, very good. I haven't heard that for a long time.
We should tell you, John, Doug is from Boston, so he actually took me to the Cheers bar when I was up there to visit one time.
I bet you.
Oh, yeah, isn't that still the top tourist attraction?
It is a big tourist attraction.
So,
yeah, right. It's on Boston Common, right next to, right behind the Storrow Drive, and it doesn't really look at all inside the way it looks on television.
John, how does it make you feel to know that your television show helped make the most popular tourist attraction in the city of Boston a bar instead of all the historic monuments that are there now?
Right.
And have been there for
hundreds
of years.
What I hearken back to is just before Cheers went on the air, with all the pundits saying that, you know, the American public would never accept a show set in a bar.
Yeah. Or in Boston.
You know, that already had the stink of death around it before we were even on the air. And
how many seasons did the show go?
About 11.
Yeah, 11 right.
Seasons, yeah.
So do I remember correctly, wasn't there a television show that focused on a Cheers reunion? Don't I remember seeing that or some? I saw it on an airplane.
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
Yeah,
we did that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it appeared that many of you had not seen each other since the show stopped being taped and run.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people think that people who are in shows like this, showbiz folks, they always hang around together, they always go out together, but it's no different in that business than it is any other business. You get some people maybe that you become friendly with and you pursue a friendship with them, and others who just kind of go their own way. That's really sort of what happened here, isn't it?
Well, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of the cast members of MASH. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's in Hollywood they have storage units where all the shows are put in these storage units. You know, and you don't unlock them for 30 years, and still the same people, but they've never interacted.
Yeah.
No, everyone's, you know, goes off in their different directions. They have their own lives, families. You know, likes, dislikes. I've seen George from time to time and Kelsey, but we all got together for a reunion.
Producers. All right. So speaking of going in your own direction, you for the last 5 years have been on the Travel Channel as the host of Made in America. And now you've got something new called RealityTVStar.com.
This sounds very cool.
Before we get to that, I just would sort of like you to explain to folks listening, when they see in the credits that you're the producer of the show, what does that mean? What did you do or what do you do in this new show as the producer?
Well, that depends. You could be the line producer. You could be the guy who makes sure that, you know, all the cameras are ready, plugged in, and, you know, the donuts are set up. And, you could be a creative producer in that you write the show, that you you'll lend ideas to the show. You could be the guy who is coming out of pocket to fund the show. That's usually the executive producer, you know, and... in partnership with the network or the studio.
So
or,
in this case,
you know, your Uncle Bob, wherever the money's coming from,
All right. So in this case, some of these shows that have been successful on cable have been self-funded because the cable channels oftentimes don't come up with the ideas. People like you who are well-known come up with an idea, and because you have some cachet, you can sell them. And then sometimes the people who produce them are the ones who make out because it's really their show. Is that the case with you?
In Made in America?
Well, Made in America or this RealityTVStar.com, which is really your baby.
Well, yeah, RealityTVStar.com, it's a website for the people, by the people. I mean, it enables the public at large to have their own TV show, or to become a reality star. See, now it's all done by chance. Someone in Hollywood has an idea, and they say, hey, let's do a show about lumberjacks. Say to someone, go and find me some lumberjacks. Go do some film. Right. And it's a lot of expense for the networks to go out there and look for these ideas, send people out looking for different characters. Well, what we've done is reverse that paradigm. Everybody in the country, in the world, in fact, can send us a little video clip of their idea of why they think they've got a good idea for a reality show. Even if it's just you explaining the idea to camera,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows how to use a phone camera, a digital camera. You submit the videos, slice of life clips. It could be you, your family, fraternity, sorority, your school, anything you think can make a good show, a hobby or a pastime. And we put it up online, and people vote on it. And depending on the votes, we take it to the network. Now, the networks are overjoyed that we're doing this because it saves them a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, basically we're going out to sea with fishing nets and bringing them back thousands of ideas.
I've got to imagine, John, that this will be wildly popular and that you will get a ton of response. People are out there. I mean, you just look at YouTube and the amount of video that they have uploaded every day of people trying to entertain the world. So right. if somebody sees an opportunity like this where they can put that little YouTube video up there and give it to you and have the possibility of it becoming a TV show, you're going to get mobbed.
Well, yeah, we think so, because all throughout the years that I've been doing what I do, I can't tell you how many people have come up to me with ideas and saying, hey, this would be a good idea. Why don't they do a show about that? Or
So have you ever done that? Did you ever have an idea for a show and you went in and pitched it? It's amazing the stories, that the pitch stories that you hear, and I wonder if you've tried it on your own.
Pitch stories about what?
To pitch a show.
Just any show that you have an idea for.
Have I ever done it?
Yeah.
I've done it 100 times.
Have you?
Sure.
So Doug and I have this great idea for a TV show, John. It's called Good Day USA. It's where these two crazy guys get together with a couple of crazy chicks, and they do this morning show. Have a lot of fun, the whole thing. What do you think?
Hey, it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the audience likes it, you know, I would imagine someone's actually listening to your show now.
Let's hope so.
You know, and so you extrapolate that out, and maybe they'd want to watch it.
So there we do. That's what we do, Doug. We take a video of the show, which we already have.
We have.
We send it to realitytvstar.com.
Yep.
John picks us as the winner.
Yay!
Hopefully. And we get a TV show.
The public picks you.
The public picks me. That's right.
So how does that work? Yeah. Explain how that works, John.
Nothing to do with me. No, the online community itself will go and they'll rate what it is. But also, that's the way we bring it to the network. We say, look, you know, women between 18 and 35, you know, love this.
Right.
You know, so we bring them the demographics as well. See, just for them doing the demographics cost them a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But
and now
we bring them the demographics.
How smart is this?
Show.
Yeah, man, this is so smart. In order for you to submit your video, you got to pay a subscription rate of $5 a month for the first 12 months, $9 a month for 6 months, $15 a month for 3 months. So, and this is something that just launched this week. John is here at the end of the first week. So what do you get so far out of the submissions? Quality, quantity, super, exciting? What do you see?
Well, so far, two of my favorites, actually. One's a private detective down in Florida. Mm-hmm. He's a private detective bounty hunter. And the other one is a fellow, Sammy Davis. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. And, boy, that brings tears to your eyes.
Stories
and,
of war?
What's that?
Is he telling stories of war? Is that what the...
He's telling the story of how he was given the Medal of Honor. He's the guy whose exploits they copied from Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump
runs into the jungle and saves his buddies.
Yeah. John Ratzenberger is a delightful gentleman. Cliff, thank you. John, thank you. RealityTVStar.com. Check that out for your own show.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. grains can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
More naked, more often. It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Earlier about Pat Benatar, I often, not because I was thinking about it, have confused Belinda Carlisle with Pat Benatar. I think she's going to get all bent out of shape now because I said that.
You know, one's a pop star and the other one is a rocker.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, same era, you know, yeah. Very popular. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
This is a Belinda Carlisle number one song during this week in 1988, the first year of the Good Day program. I Get Weak. Yeah, Pat Benatar is the rocker.
Pat Benatar is very much of a rocker, yes.
Pop song stylist, if you will.
Pat Benatar used to date who? And did a hit with who? You remember that? You would have really impressed her on the airplane when she was sitting behind you the other day.
I don't remember.
If you would have said, you know, I remember when you were dating John Cougar Mellencamp, or back then John Mellencamp, and your song, I Need a Lover, that you did with him was awesome.
I think she was sort of known for being a little rough, right? In a sense.
Yeah, rough how? Rough like she's got a little bit of an edge to her? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was never like hardcore mean or anything like that.
She's not like Lindsay Lohan.
No. She's got a very sweet personality, but she was a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Joan Jett type thing.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Joan Jett. There's a name we haven't heard for a while. Good stuff, though. See, that's the kind of pop stuff. I drift from one reality to another from time to time when it comes to music. Here's something else that is sort of, a drift into reality. The whole business about a picture is worth a thousand words. How many of you have seen this picture, this photo of this young boy? This controversy started with a father placing on Facebook a rifle in the hands of his young son. To the point where after this made the rounds, the New Jersey Department of Children and Families went to this guy's house to find out whether the child should be taken from the parents. The Second Amendment people went bananas about this. The picture is at DougStefan.com. There are very strict gun laws in New Jersey. The Northeast, I think, Connecticut, you know, ever since what happened at that school, people have been more bananas about this than would be the case. Anyway, in my mind. But that always happens. We react, we do not act. The picture of the boy standing in front of the house holding a rifle. That's what's there. And because of that, the neighbors who saw this posted called the Children's Protective Service in New Jersey, and they went to the house to find out what Sean Moore did. Mr. Moore said he gave his son, Josh, the gun as a present to use on hunting trips. Mr. Moore was at a friend's home. His wife called saying the state child welfare investigators were at the house. Local police showed up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They went into the house to inspect the family's gun collection.
Well, they wanted to.
I thought they did.
Mm-mm. They wanted to come in.
The lawyer kept him from going in.
They wanted to come in and see into my safe, he says, and wanted to see my guns were registered. He said, in New Jersey, you don't have to register your guns. And if you don't have a warrant, you can leave now.
And that's what they told him, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But still, think about the hoopla around the picture.
Nothing, they haven't been back since.
After the hour.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make a 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Thank heavens for small favors.
Yeah. I guess I could be down with that.
All right. We all need to be thankful. I've said that and I really mean it. I think you need to start your day every day and through the day, give thanks. You don't have to say, if you don't really want to do the God thing, you say, just thank you, as you're finding something that's really good.
Then who are you saying thank you to?
Well, I think it goes into the ethos.
You should always thank somebody.
Really?
Or something.
Okay, so who would you thank?
I don't have a problem thanking God.
No, I don't either.
Or you. Or my dog.
Really?
Well, I don't have a dog anymore, but yeah, if I had a dog, I'd thank my dog.
We're going to get a dog for Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs are great. You can talk to the dogs all the time, like talking to the trees. I talk to the trees.
I'm working on setting up two pugs in South America right now that
really?
Will soon bear, hopefully, a little puppy for us to bring home.
Huh. What made you? What? Why pugs?
My wife's cousin in Colombia has a pug, and it was the coolest little dog I'd ever met.
Yeah, the cool little dog.
And so I had never been interested in one before, and since then have met a dozen people who have them or have had them.
Yeah.
And they're durable, good temperament little dogs. So they were going to breed this dog, and we said we'll take a puppy.
Ah, sweet.
So I have to fly to Bogota to get it, but,
A little expensive. Mm. We're talking food and fun in this half hour of the program. We're going to meet P.J. Quesada, who has developed, Richie, the most amazing ice cream. You know, I'm an ice cream connoisseur. Nobody pulls a bad ice cream trick on me.
Yep.
And I opened up some of the ice cream.
You're the guy that supplied Breyers with their milk for their ice cream for years.
A long time.
Yeah.
So now we have this this company that actually been around, a regional company, been around for a long time, Raymar Foods, that's producing this ice cream that is not made. There's not one bit of milk, not one bit of cream, not one bit of dairy in it. And I had some of it yesterday. today. And I tell you, this is, it's a sort of, this had a little rice taste to it, but this was really, this is very good stuff. So we'll talk about that and how that came to be in a few moments. I'd call your attention to our friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who posts every day. He's got a very big following, a blog following, and the supermarket guru box is at DougStephan.com next to the Queen of Cheap box. Phil, with a couple of interesting things this week. For example, as we are into spring, where to go, what foods to buy in the supermarket that are lighter food choices. We seem to be, we eat more meat and things, heavy things during the wintertime.
We made shrimp and pasta last night, a scampi, and it was light, right, and it was very good.
Okay, and we also have been talking a lot today and through the week about coffee with this new, I think you saw the story or heard the story about this new coffee that's 200 times stronger than it's the coffee bag that it comes in the store has a skull and crossbones on it. It's called Death Coffee.
The flavor? Or the caffeine?
Caffeine.
Wow.
200 times the normal amount of caffeine.
So it's like Monster Energy drinks or one of those things.
Right. It's exactly right.
But in coffee form.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right. How do you like them apples? Also, tips on which leftovers you should keep and which ones you should toss coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
The perfect cup of coffee is now just moments away. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Folgers Fresh Breaks Roasted Concentrated Coffee offers a convenient way to enjoy the authentic taste of a hot cup of coffee anytime, anywhere, no brewing required. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President, Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
Folgers understands how important it is for coffee lovers to be able to enjoy a delicious cup of coffee no matter where their day takes them. Our Fresh Breaks coffee offers even more convenient ways to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee at a moment's notice without sacrificing authentic taste.
For a free product sample, visit Facebook.com/Folgers to share where you could use a fresh break. The first 350,000 qualified coffee lovers to request a sample will receive a Fresh Break sample stick and coupon in the mail while supplies last. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right. So, speaking of perfection, before we get to this great ice cream, Richie, Chef Louis, who's not able to be with us today because he's ill, has posted at the recipe box. Chef Louis' recipes are in line under our crowdfund and the story of our program in video and vroom, vroom, vroom. You see Chef Louis' recipes. What does he have for us today?
Oh, today he's got something that goes great with a scoop of ice cream, Doug. Raspberry Delight.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Jell-O raspberry concoction. You take partially defrosted raspberries and angel food pieces, and you mix and chill them. Angel food cake. Yeah, yep. You tear that up, put it all in a Bundt cake, mix it together, serve it with a dollop of fresh cream on top, or you could use some ice cream.
Yes.
And the recipe is right at DougStefan.com under Louis' picture there in the contributors box. All you need is a box of Jell-O, a container of frozen raspberries, some angel food cake torn into bite-sized pieces. Boom, you're done.
And we can get Mr. Quesada's ice cream to go along with it.
Absolutely.
PJ Quesada is the marketing director for Ramar Foods. It's his family's business, Richie, a specialty tropical ice cream manufacturing business. And I want to tell you, I have tasted this stuff, and it is yum, yum, yummy. So I understand that your family business is one thing, but your real business is in film and media, right?
Well, it's definitely been one of my interests. I've always loved movies, but as soon as I started...
We're going to pitch a reality show. Maybe you can help with producing it for us, and we'll focus on ice cream. How's that?
If it's about ice cream, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. I am a connoisseur of ice cream, have been all of my life. I have a dairy farm. I don't know if you knew that or not. Pete, can I call you PJ?
You can call me PJ.
All right. So on my farm, sounds like old McDonald, E-I-E-I-O, I sell raw milk, raw cheeses, and pasteurized cheeses and that sort of thing, and ice cream. And I get ice cream made specially for the store from the cow's milk, and it is wonderful. You were kind enough to send me some of the Magnolia ice cream that your family has been producing and distributing, and I had some of it yesterday, and I will tell you something. It doesn't taste like ice cream that comes from the milk of a cow, but that doesn't mean it doesn't taste good. It tastes fantastically. I tried two or three of them, actually, and I had to put them away because I could have made a meal out of it. So how do you do this? There's probably a secret recipe, and if you told me, you'd have to shoot me. But in general, how does the Magnolia brand produce its ice cream?
You know, actually, we do use pasture-raised dairy. We use California cows, as they say, the happiest cows in the world.
I didn't think there was any dairy in it at all. I don't know where I get that idea.
There's plenty of dairy. Well, since you're a dairy guy, it's 14% butterfat. That makes it premium.
My ice cream is 18%. Mine is 18, so that tells you how bad my ice cream is or how good it is.
It sounds delicious.
It's great stuff. But reason or other, I thought this was made with stuff other than, so my mistake. I didn't look at the label. I just am feeling the content. The texture of the ice cream is a little different. Maybe that's what it was.
Well, you know, a lot of ice creams out there, like vanilla ice creams, you typically have a whole lot of milk, and then you have, like, just a little bit of vanilla. And I ask the question, does the world really need another vanilla?
No.
Exactly.
So
what we do is we take fruits from all over Southeast Asia. Like, our mangoes, for example, are grown in the Philippines. That's where we think they grow best. And we put a lot of fruit in the ice cream. Some of our ice creams have, like, 30% puree in the formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's not typical for ice cream. So,
well, there isn't anything. There's nothing in your list of flavors that would make you confuse it with anything that's normal. Maybe coconut. You can get coconut ice cream. But other than that, man, mango, avocado, purple yam, Thai tea. And so how do you know, you try these things out, do you find that one is outselling the other, or are they all doing pretty much the same?
You know, the purple yam is the most interesting flavor, and I think that's the one that people kind of latch on to because of the color. I mean, who's ever heard
raspberry.
Of purple ice cream?
It's raspberry. It tastes like, it doesn't, but I thought it would taste like raspberry.
Right, it's more of a savory ice cream, actually, which isn't being done a whole lot. But actually, up in the Northeast, avocado seems to be the number one seller.
Is it?
Yeah, you know, you can try dipping. If you get, like, these falafel chips, spiced falafel chips, you can actually dip these chips in our ice cream and eat it like a kind of reverse guacamole.
Yum, 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 yum. So what else does Magnolia, you have a couple of different things that you do that are interesting beside these great ice creams. What else have you got that's unusual?
Well, you know, we also have a line of milk bars. I mean, you remember these creamsicles from back in the day? It's kind of like half popsicle, half ice cream bar.
Right.
We do a lot of tropical flavors in these milk bars, too. So some people don't want to fuss with a spoon, and we definitely give you that option to go spoonless.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, this thing, and this is because the success of this company, folks, is all because of a couple of things that you hear me talking about all the time. The locavore movement, people want to know where their milk and their ice cream and their vegetables and the meat comes from. But also, we're interested in quality. I think many more people will pay a little bit extra for something they know that is good. And they also like something that's different. And this, the way you have manufactured this, anybody who's health conscious is not going to really have a problem with it, because there are all kinds of healthy thoughts that go with this, right?
You're right. I mean, we use whole fruit purees. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a great thing. I would tell you that, in my mind, keeping your eye on Magnolia ice cream would be a good thing to do. Do you have distribution all over the country?
We're nationwide. You know, our family's been selling this ice cream into a lot of the Asian supermarkets for 40 years because, you know, people that come from Asian countries are really familiar with these fruits.
Right.
But a couple years ago, we realized that, you know, I think the rest of the country is finally ready for these flavors.
Yeah.
So we cooked up some new ones. We repackaged some of our old ones that we've been selling for 40 years, and we've been getting a lot of great response.
So you also have, tell me a little bit about, we got about a minute less, a little bit less here. You have a parade, you're involved in a parade in Manhattan, on April 17th, what's that all about?
Yeah, actually, we've got two events. April 17th is our social media week event at WeWork Studios in Manhattan. The second one is on June 2nd, and this is one of the largest Filipino parades in the United States. So we also do Filipino food. I'm half Filipino.
Yeah.
And this parade calls out 80,000 Filipinos from all over the Northeast right into downtown Manhattan on Madison at 5th. Madison at 25th, and there's just a huge, huge ice cream party that we're going to have.
That's what we want, an ice cream party the week of April the 17th. Check out Magnolia's ice cream varieties at RamarFoods.com, RamarFoods.com. PJ, good to have you here. Thanks, and continued success for you and your family with all these great foods. RamarFoods.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Discover card, cashback concierge here.
Cashback concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I promised I'd give you some tips, the actual story about these leftovers that ought to be tossed or what you should keep is in its entirety at DougStefan.com. One of the things you have to look for is meats that are cooked. Some people think they last forever. They do not. So cooked chicken, for example, 4 days in the refrigerator, that's enough. Cook meatloaf or meatball. calls, however, have a 3 to 4 month life in the freezer. That's where most people, after you cook them and eat what you can, put them in the freezer. Cooked lasagna, 3 to 5 days in the refrigerator, and then they need to go. The pieces of, I love this stuff, by the way. Fruit pies, 2 days in the refrigerator, and you should toss them. Can you imagine? I know people are laughing at me because I don't throw anything away. I'm just giving you the advice from people who are professional chefs. Fresh cooked fish, 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator, and it should be gonzo. Cooked pasta, 3 to 5 days, and kick it. Let's see here. Fresh raw fruit salad, 5 to 7 days, and it begins to collect dust. Don't want to do that. And bacon, 3 to 4 days after it's cooked. Get it out of the refrigerator. The rest of the tips are at DougStephan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
From bestfares.com, here with the latest in travel news, travel tips, where can you go, get your money's worth. He's a big fan of going to Las Vegas from pretty much anywhere, and Hawaii, and he loves to talk about how cheap it is to go to Europe, if it's cheap to go to Europe. So we'll find out where his focus is just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S., according to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. When looking into these professional services, people rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
It's 5 before the hour. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here. I'm watching sort of a continuing saga, Tom. The U.S. Travel Association. Are you a member of that?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, travel. You're sort of a member.
All right. Well, this is an industry trade group that did a survey in concert with the Census Department because they're trying to figure out why the number of foreigners coming to our country keeps going down and down and down. So what they found was that most people coming into our country do not feel like they're wanted. They feel unwelcome. Most of them are all people who have been to our country before, some three or four times. But they feel that the United States is unwelcoming in many different ways. But mostly the hurdles you have to go through to get out of the airport rather than coming in to the airport. They didn't find the problem to be with customs. It's when you leave what the TSA and others want to find out from you. And I can't imagine, what are they trying to find out? Why would there be a hassle on people who are foreigners leaving our country?
I think the other issue is that we do make it very difficult, too, for people to get into this country.
So you think on both ends it's bad?
You know, I'm talking about like Santiago, Chile, Buenos Aires, places like that. They charge them $130 a security fee just so they can do a check on them.
Oh, I didn't know that. So yeah. People who come in from the South American countries because they may be carrying drugs or something?
No, I thought the reason is for, but they're terrorists. Potential.
All right, well, terrorists. Everybody.
They'll charge us $130.
So if we go to one of those countries in South America, we come back, we have to pay $135 to get checked out?
Each country.
I don't understand what you're saying. They are asking us to pay that?
We started it. We said, you want to come to America, you have to pay $130.
Okay.
Above the price of your ticket and everything else, so we can do a security check on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand Brazil is going through the same thing. And I'm not sure if we're trying to tell Latin America to stay, but there's other countries around. We have this reciprocal agreement. And again, when you have to pay a bunch of money, $130, to have a security check, I mean, we don't pay it to go to London or Paris or any of those other places. But if you live in other, there's 30-some countries that have to pay this $130 security fee before they can get in the United States.
Residents have to pay. Yeah, the countries don't have to, but residents,
they
might take
it. Flying, yeah. Wow. So, I mean, that could be a major deterrent.
What's the old expression, how to win friends and influence people? There you go. That's how not to do it. All right, well, let's travel domestically then and see. I saw an ad last night, Southwest crowing about being the largest domestic airline in terms of passengers carried. Is that true?
Well, yeah. Southwest, because of AirTran. And now, you know, the old commercial where it says the only place you can find Southwest airfares is southwest.com.
Yep.
Well, you can go to AirTran now and find Southwest airfares and Southwest flights on their site. And they're now letting you to fly on them, or it's 100% Southwest. So there's two places now you can find southwest.com.
Really?
Yeah,
so what is that doing to the competition? Where do people get the best deals this week because of that competition?
I just think right now, as we go into April, folks, you're going to be happy it's in April versus March, because guess what? The fares are dropping like a rock. Look,
really?
At the vacation packages.
So don't take a vacation
anywhere
in March. If you're planning going away the next week or 10 days, don't wait till April. That's what Tom seems to be saying. Tom Parsons here from Ben.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.